Hey, I'm Michael, online pastor at Silverdale Baptist Church, and I'm excited to welcome you to our podcast. Now, after you listen to this episode, I hope you'll stick around for just a moment. I'll be sharing about some resources we have for you, as well as a few things going on at Silverdale right now that we would love for you to be a part of. Now, I really hope this podcast is just what you need today to help you in your relationship with Jesus.
Welcome to Take Away, a weekly conversation with the ministry team here at Silverdale. We talk about our reflections and takeaways from this past weekend. And I'm super excited today because I'm joined by my friends who are a part of our social media team. Thanks, guys.
Glad
so excited you're
for
here.
Us.
Yeah, so before we get started, take a moment and just introduce to everyone who you are and a little bit about your role here at Silverdale.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Kip Wilkinson, and I'm our North Ottawa photographer and social media director. I also serve as our student ministry assistant at North Ottawa.
I'm Allie, and I'm the social media manager for Bonnie Oaks, St. Elmo, and Saturday Nights. And I do photography, and I'm learning videography right now from Peyton. Very much a work in process, but
I'm Peyton. I do like content creation with Silverdale students, and then I do like the graphics and photos for our social media team.
I love it. I love it. So basically all that you see on Instagram, on Facebook, things we put out on YouTube, videos you would see, maybe pre-service, post-service, or maybe something we've highlighted during a service. And of course, all that has to be created. And these amazing people, along with some others, play a big, big part in that. I'm super excited because, you know, most of the time on this, we have people who are upfront people, who are stage personalities, if you will. You know, campus pastors, worship leaders, ministry leaders. But they're people that would be up front that people would see. But you all are often on the other side of the camera. And I'm not going to lie, this makes you a little nervous, right?
Mm-hmm. We hide in the shadows. We're literally all wearing our photographer camouflage right now.
Black and denim.
But it's such an important part to what we do. I mean, I think about this past weekend, for example, we had our Missions Impact Conference where we brought in world partners from literally all over the world. So beyond Chattanooga, South Dakota, New York City, you know, some that are stateside. But then even beyond that, we have world partners in places that I'm not even going to mention right now on camera. And God is doing amazing things in and through those people. But that story has to be told. And you all are a part of that process in helping us hear and see and understand that story. And one of the things that I don't remember which of you said this, and it may have been Evan who was on the episode last week. One of you said it to me that you see this more like social ministry than social media. Talk about that just a little bit.
I think our goal is to not just post things that don't matter on social media, but to take things from the messages or important highlights that are happening with our students and just wins in all the ministries all around and share them and also encourage people in their faith too through social media. So I think that's one of our main goals.
Now, I know like yesterday, I walked by a room here at the Bonnie Oaks campus and I looked in and it was just packed and it was overflowing. And so I sent you a message, hey, you might want to get a hold of this. And you're like, oh, is that going to be going on for a little bit longer? Because you were actually coming from one campus.
Yes.
Where you were taking pictures. Where were you?
St. Elmo.
So you were trying to get from St. Elmo to
Bonnie Oaks before 11 o'clock. And luckily I was there just in time to catch the mouse talking and the room was overflowing. There were so many people there. It was so awesome to see people want to hear their story. So that was really cool to see.
But it's not super easy, right? It's busy. I mean, you have to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's always something going on.
So how do you handle that? Because I'm a budding photographer. How do you handle it when you see something you want to get a picture of and you don't necessarily want to, you know, make them feel uncomfortable or embarrass them? I mean, how do you handle that? Do you just go get the picture? Do you go talk to people? Or how do you handle the whole process of getting those amazing pictures?
I just don't really care. I'll just kind of like get up all in your business, but I try to like be quick about it. So I want to capture a good shot, but also don't want to be distracting and interrupt the moment. So it's really just finding that balance.
Yeah.
And also getting comfortable with being like in front of a lot of people.
Yeah. Cause it's quick and you've just got to get in there and do it. And if you don't, you might miss it.
Yeah. And you kind of have to have your eyes open like all the time over the whole room. Cause you like might miss a moment. You have to get there right in time, like capture it. It's like a timing thing.
So you're out at North Ottawa. Mm. And you're getting pictures, and you're, I mean, like yesterday, she was everywhere. And you're primarily, where are you?
Creekside.
On Sunday? Creekside, but also with student ministry, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So what is, you know, how do you coordinate all that? Because those pictures come out pretty quick. And quite often, there's a look that's very similar among them. So that's a part of it too. So how do you, you know, give us a window into that. How do you coordinate all that?
I think we just have like a style when we shoot pictures that we're looking for. Like, you got to have your camera on a certain settings and on certain settings and like shaped a certain way. And the lights have to be, I don't know. You just, it's like easy now. I don't even have to think about it.
And it took a long time to figure out like our style and our brand. But now it's like clockwork. I'll get to the church and I'll like take photos, and then immediately I head straight over to my office. And like by the time people are leaving, I try to have everything like edited and on smug mode.
We like to have them on the day of the event of the church service, whatever happens. So.
That's amazing. You know, the worship service, that's, and I said this in a meeting I was in earlier, you know, from my heart, that's the apex of what we do around here. That's the tip of the spear, so to speak. That's the most important thing we do, is to lead people in worship. And so you all are trying to capture those moments without necessarily invading that primary purpose, where it's not taking away, but enhancing that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I see you all do now is, I mean, you pay attention to what our pastors are preaching and try to pull highlights from that. And I think you said it just a moment ago, post quotes or ask a question about the message to help keep us focused throughout the week. Because everybody's on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So it is a bit of a ministry. So Kip, now share a little bit of your heart when it comes to what you're doing out at North Ottawa. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, if you come to North Ottawa, I've heard it before, it feels different. Everyone there really knows each other and they try to communicate. And, you know, you see people hugging on each other, and SNMO is the same way. It just feels like a family more than it does a church building. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do to capture that, and Peyton's taught me this, is just get people's faces. Mm-hmm. Like focus in on those moments where everyone's smiling and they're talking to one another and they're hugging each other and things like that. Really capturing those moments where it feels like a family more than it does just that corporate grind kind of thing that you feel sometimes. You know, I'm thinking of one thing that I caught yesterday. I'd actually set my camera down because sometimes I like to, there's this thing that happens in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty where a photographer talks about just set your camera aside for a moment and just live in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I like to do that during worship sometimes. It's like, oh, that's a really cool shot, but I'm going to live in it myself.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And so I'd set my camera down and I was walking around and I was passing our kids' ministry room. And I saw that one of our missionaries, the Hernandez family, they were talking to the kids in the kids' ministry. And I ran back and grabbed my camera because, like, that's a really cool ministry family moment of our missionaries pouring into and investing in the next generation. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of keeping my mind focused on those moments of capturing the family feel of our church.
Wow. Super interesting. Super interesting to me. Okay, Allie, you lead this amazing team, right? So let's kind of get into the moment. Let's, you know, Sunday just happened and we're considering this week. So what are some of the takeaways that you have from this past weekend? And what, you know, what are you hoping to communicate from this past weekend's message through social media?
So first of all, we've talked about, we had so many amazing missionaries travel super far to be here and to speak at all of our campuses. And so there's a post we have planned for this week that we're really going to take and highlight them and thank them for their time and away from their homes, away from their family, whoever they've left out there. And then also ask the church to pray with us for them through all the challenges that they're facing. I know there's some people that are trying to move right now, or they're in the application process, or, you know, there's all kinds of things with each person. So sharing, you know, a little bit about our missionaries, because some of them are staying here for a little while. Keep that in mind this week. And then also from the message, you know, encouraging our church to continue to be ambassadors in their faith throughout the week. So asking them what that looks like and really seeing if they can. I mean, you don't have to be a missionary like overseas to share the gospel. You can share it to someone you work with or someone at your gym or, you know, the person that always checks you out at the grocery store, you know, really sharing that, keeping that in people's minds this week will be very big. So
yeah, Tony talked about that. I know Randy preached and Travis preached as well. And Tony talked about that, which is where I was and what I heard. He said, you know, God calls some people to go across the ocean, mm-hmm. but God calls all of us to go across the street. Mm-hmm. And that was helpful to me to hear that. And I think that's what you're saying too, as I listen to you, that we need to be reminded of that mm-hmm. throughout this week. And hopefully social media will play a part in that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love what you all do. I think it makes a difference, and I'm grateful for you. And Evan, who was here last week, who is also a part of this team, and others who just pour their hearts into what we're doing on the other side of the camera, the people that you don't see. So, you know, from me to you three, thank you so much for what you do to help spread the gospel. It really is social ministry, more than just social media. You know, and for you, if this is something that you would like to know more about, I'd love to have a conversation with you about how you can use your talents and skills through social media, maybe in your own way, to share the gospel. I mean, it's a wide open field: YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of these platforms. Twitter. I'm not on Twitter much, but people are, and people on Twitter need to hear the gospel too, right? So if you want to know more, reach out to me. And hey, listen, we do hope that you'll be a part of a worship service this next weekend. We have a number of opportunities, Saturday night, Sunday morning, a variety of campuses and service times. Check out our website for times and locations. If you can't be here in person, you can join us online. I'd love to join you online at 9:30 and 11. Again, check out the website for times and locations. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I mean, you said you were nervous. You didn't.
Not nervous.
You're not nervous.
We had no reason to be nervous.
Just not used to being on this side, for sure.
Y'all are amazing. Hey, you all have a great week.
Well, I hope this was helpful to you. If while listening, you realized you need to take the next step in your relationship with Jesus, we would love to help you with that. You can connect with us by clicking the link in the show notes to our website and then clicking the Connect Card button. In our weekend worship services, we are in a sermon series called The Seven Commands of Christ. Jesus gave dozens of commands, and as followers of Jesus, we should obey all of them. Over the next several weeks, we are focusing on seven that will change your life. We would love for you to join each week at one of our campuses, or you can attend online. You will find service times by clicking the link in the show notes to our website. You know, there's so many ways for you to get involved and be a part of what God is doing here at Silverdale, and we really want you to feel welcome and a part. So please, stay connected. Be sure to like and follow us on the different social media accounts. You'll find all the links in the show notes of this episode. And lastly, help us spread the word about this podcast. Take a moment to share this episode with your family and friends. Again, we appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again next time.